Now, will you notice here, verse 4, and we must move along now. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them who have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. Now, he condemns the godless rich, not only for hoarding, but for making money in a dishonest way. They've robbed the poor to get rich. You see, that rich man let fall some crumbs. What a message is that? That beggar had been placed at his gate. Why? A rich man was responsible. And the thing is that you find the book of Proverbs still talks in language like this. In Proverbs 22, verse 7, it says, "The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender." What a picture that is given here of this. And therefore, God condemns that. The godless man who makes his money in a dishonest way, especially by putting down the children of God. And God does nothing now, but he's going to do something later. Now will you listen at verse 5, and let me read it. "Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. You've nourished your hearts as in the day of slaughter." And this is another point of condemnation. They spent money in a sinful manner. Not only hoard or squander it. Well, they, like the miser. The miser says dollars are flat. The stack 'em, spendthrift says they're round to roll 'em. And either way, why, you go wrong. And again, let me quote a proverb. Proverbs 18, verse 11. And it reads, "The rich man's wealth is his strong city, and as a high wall is his own conceit." And then again in 28:11, and I read this verse, "The rich man is wise in his own conceit, but the poor that hath understanding searcheth him out." Now that was the picture of that rich man. These were two godless rich men that the Lord Jesus told about. And both wanted to live it up. One wanted to store it away and live it up in his old age. And he was going to enjoy it then. The rich man in Lazarus' day, he was living it up at the time. And he did live it up. Now, if you've decided to live for this life only, God says you're a fool. And be sure and live it up if that's what you're going to do. Now, verse 6 says, "You've condemned and killed the just. He doth not resist you." God does not interfere now. This is the kind of world we live in. It's a big, bad world. Dog eats dog. And going up the ladder of riches, you can step on somebody's fingers. And let me say this. You're not going to change this world, but God is. And there's a lesson here for the rich man who is a Christian. How big is your bank account? If Jesus came right now, would you be willing to let him look in your safety deposit box? Because that's what he's going to do one of these days. I have something to be thankful for. Proverbs 38 says, "Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me. Because if I was rich, I'd forget God. If I was poor, I might steal." Thank God that I can go down the middle of the road today in the middle class. Now, there are two things about the rich that God condemns. He does not condemn riches as such, that if they make their riches by stepping on the hands of those beneath them on the ladder of riches and hurting them, then God will judge that. And that is a word of warning to, I think, rich men, great corporations, and great labor unions, and great church organizations also. Now, not only the way they make it, but the way that they spend it. And today, I would say that the great problem in the world is not actually racial. I don't think it's that at all. In fact, I've never felt that. The color of a man's skin and his race just doesn't divide the human family. We're all members of the human family, and it's a pretty bad family, the whole kit and caboodle of us are. Regardless of that, we're in sin. We've been conceived in sin. Sin is in our heart. We have an old nature. And that hasn't anything in the world to do with race at all. But there is a tremendous division today. And it's not political division. The great division today, and it's getting wider, is rich and poor. And the power of the rich. Now, I don't know this. I'm not on the end by any means. But when we look about us today at the governments of the world, and our own particular government, it hasn't anything to do with a party, because the two parties are as much alike as two black-eyed peas. They're just not different, that's all. But it would look as if there is a power structure above that manipulates government today, manipulates the economy. And we hear a great deal about the freedom of the press, and their freedom is to brainwash people, and there's supposed to be freedom of speech and freedom of religion. But you try to get this program on your most powerful radio station in any city in the country during the week and see how far you get. You find out it wouldn't make any difference how much money you had. You just couldn't buy time to teach the Word of God. We only get on certain stations, and thank God for them. But may I say to you that the important thing to note here is he doth not resist you. Now, the rich are getting by with it today, and the sinner's getting by with it. And that disturbed David at first. And David said, why, they spread themselves like a green bay tree. And not only that, he says, they have no changes. David says, I do something wrong and I get punished for it. God takes me to the woodshed. And believe me, I have a lot of changes. But the king of Babylon, he just keeps right on going. Nothing stops him. And that is actually God's judgment on them. He's not judging now. But if you'll notice, the end to which they come, it's tremendous today. And riches have never really brought happiness to mankind at all. And that's the important thing that he's talking about here. And the point then is, God's not resisting them. Then what can believers do? What can we do today? Should we join some organization? Should we go all out for good government? Well, I think that certainly we ought to be for good government, and we ought to be interested, I think, today in trying to elect the best man, if the word best can be applied to politicians anymore. You wonder today, what can we do?